This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's Radio Free Radio.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Vancouver's nine-block Chinatown is a historic destination that attracts visitors from all over the world as well as locals. If you've been there recently, you know that cranes dominate the skyline and construction crews spill onto the bustling sidewalks. High-end cafes and eateries have replaced modest mom-and-pop shops at an unprecedented rate. The face of Chinatown is changing profoundly, and here to tell us about how this is affecting its residents is King Mong Chan. He is an organizer with the Carnegie Community Action Project, and he joins us in studio today. King Mong, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Yasir.
So I actually live near Chinatown, and I go there all the time to do my shopping and pick up my barbecue pork buns. And there's always a diversity of faces that I see on the streets. But tell us who lives in Chinatown.
Well, so in Chinatown, over according to the last sort of City of Vancouver census statistics, would be almost, I think, about 58% are low-income people. And in Chinatown, I mean, there's obviously a mix of people of different backgrounds, but, you know, it's close to Strathcona and the surrounding areas, even throughout the downtown side, a lot of Chinese residents. And when we think Chinatown, I mean, the name, also the history as well, a lot of Chinese community members go there from the neighborhood and also from outside, coming in for a variety of different things, like, you know, social reason with friends or cultural or like different activities and also shopping too and outside the community. But like people that live there, a lot of the residents in social housing, in the single room occupancy hotels with Chinese Association buildings. And so these are the people that I work with through the Chinatown Concern Group.
And I also, there's often quite a few seniors, Chinese seniors on the streets as well.
Yeah, and I think a good, don't have the statistics for it, but I mean, most of the people I come across, a lot of them are seniors. Yeah, the Chinese community members, a lot of them are seniors.
So they've had well-established roots. They've been there for a while.
Yeah, some have been there for a while. Some have moved from other places. But, I mean, there's a lot of different stories, a lot of diversity, people coming from different backgrounds. And so, yeah, some people have lived there for, you know, 20, 30 years. Some people are shorter, but around the area, used to live there, moved away, coming back, and things like that.
So as I mentioned, there's a lot of construction going on currently. Can you tell us about those projects? What are they and what's their scope?
And so the bulk of them, unfortunately, a lot of them pretty much are unaffordable housing. A lot of them pretty much market rental. There's 753 market units coming into Chinatown, near Chinatown. A lot of those cranes, and a lot of them are condos or the market housing, market rentals. And so, and there's only very, very few low-income housing, social housing. So there's only 20 units of social housing at different rates, rents, and only 11 of which are actually a welfare rate.
So you mentioned that almost 60% of residents in Chinatown are low-income. And about how many residents are there in total?
It's around 1,500, according to the last statistics. It probably would have went up with some projects in between. But yeah, like these condos coming in, that's like, you know, increasing population dramatically in this kind of area, and obviously having dramatic changes on the neighborhood, especially the retail. And this, you know, what Chinatown means, what it looks like, and these spaces that the residents and community members have come to.
Right. So then what has been the reaction of the residents?
I think there's a lot of concern. For sure, about, you know, the rapid pace of development happening in Chinatown. Possibly mixed feelings as well. I'm not sure what they're going to bring, but they're seeing Chinatown changing very, very rapidly with the new projects coming in, with the new, you know, bars and coffee shops, and just Chinatown's changing, the retail kind of space changing, and also the branding, the people coming in. And so, you know, people are concerned about, you know, what is Chinatown going to be like in the future? Is it even going to be a Chinatown, the places they shop? Are they going to get redeveloped? Are the rents going to push out people? Are property tax going to go up and no longer be able to shop here? Have to go further away in these spaces? And also concerned because, you know, Chinatown is a historic neighborhood. A lot of the buildings are aging. And so, you know, how, you know, there's a lot of money that needs to be there to rehabilitate them, or if not, then these places are maybe gone in the future, and these spaces will be lost, and these affordable places either for retail or for residential housing, they're also at risk of being lost.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that under the umbrella of CCAP that you've are also have a special group organizing against the development in Chinatown. So can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so that's a group called the Chinatown Concern Group, and we've met probably around more than half a year, holding town halls in Cantonese Mandarin and, you know, meeting regularly, having a small group that meets regularly to plan different things. And so one thing that we worked on and talking about these development projects is last November, one of our town halls, the participants said, you know, we need to have a halt on new market development. And also there needs to be more low-income housing right now. At that time, the ratio was like 70 to 1. Right now, it's like 69 to 1. It's around that area. There's more, over 700 market units, only 11 truly affordable units. And so then from there, we launched a petition that started in January, petitioning city council for this halt to new market development. So that came from the Chinatown Concern Group, many residents, Chinese residents that we work with in the community, concerned about the direction that Chinatown's going and the threats to the community.
Mm-hmm. So you started a petition to put a moratorium on the new market development in Chinatown. And I believe you took it to the mayor. And what was his response?
And so his response was very disappointing and also very frustrating. He just deferred it to, you know, two issues. One was that, you know, it was just looking at design and like how Chinatown looked like. Right. And so like we make sure design the form matches Chinatown's character. But it's more than that. This is about people living here and that come to Chinatown shop. And so the changes that these projects are bringing to the retail, to the affordable retail, low cost retail, and also the affordable housing, those are the issues that we are most concerned about, and the lack of low income housing. But he didn't really address that. And he said, for this time being, no. And so we are definitely disappointed. The petition is still ongoing. We submitted the ones to date, but I mean, we're still collecting and we're still talking with the community of what are we going to do next? How are we going to address these issues that are facing Chinatown, mm-hmm. and to protect Chinatown and preserve it for the future?
Now, there's the city of Vancouver has a plan for Chinatown. Can you tell us about that?
Right. So there's a revising strategy that largely governs the policies happening in Chinatown, which was passed in 2012. A lot of different stakeholders, but largely missing residents, a lot of different community groups and historical kind of association groups. But I mean, the residents I've talked to have felt largely left out of that process. And those things that were important in the strategy, revising strategy, two of them were rehabilitation of the association buildings, which are aging, like I mentioned earlier, and in need of you know, repairs and maintenance and renovations to keep them, you know, that they can still be used. And the second is about seniors housing. So seniors, affordable, low cost housing. And both of them have very little to benefit right now from all the development. There's only $1.24 million that were given by a developer for rehabilitation, where the estimate for just the 12 society buildings in Chinatown, let alone the 8 that are not heritage buildings, and then the 20 plus outside of Chinatown in downtown Eastside, just the 12 was $150 million. That was the feasibility study done. And so this is $1.24 million. And so like by the time, if you keep going like this, like Chinatown will be overrun with condos and market housing before, you know, those things get fixed for the buildings. And the second is seniors housing, which there's only 22, and there's 750 market housing units. And so again, it's not enough. And so these are kind of big issues that I think the strategy hasn't been able to address. And we're losing a lot of what Chinatown is in this process of transformation, where developers and other interests want to make it to a new yellow town.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing from you is that it sounds like there's a lot of people on the ground, residents in Chinatown, that are opposed to this revival strategy in Chinatown. So how come their voices aren't being heard?
And so people want change, right? They want, you know, I think they want Chinatown to be, you know, and remembering what it used to be decades ago. And so revitalization itself is not, I think, a concern, but it's the way it's kind of moving in this direction, where Chinatown really, it's not getting revitalized. It's this new identity, new branding that is coming up for this area and the real estate. And so one big thing is like a lot of them are seniors. And so it's a different way to outreach to them and for them to know what's going on. Another thing is language, right? They're not plugged into, you know, these different, you know, public hearings or things like that, that it doesn't connect with them, but they have genuine concerns about what's happening to their neighborhood, but they're not able to bring it out. And I guess with that way, the outreach or even notification, some residents I talked to, like, they didn't even get notification about different developments happening in Chinatown, about, you know, public hearings and things like that. And so these are things that, you know, our group is pushing for. But I mean, it's a severe lack, I think, on the part of the city to engage these residents in this meaningful way. And so I think that's part of the reason is people haven't really talked to and outreach in that way. way to get what they're concerned about and, you know, the changing Chinatown and what that means for them, what they want to see.
And do you, so you've met with the mayor at least once with the Chinatown Concern Group. And do you have a feel for if there's going to be more opportunity for dialogue for the residents to be heard at City Hall?
I hope so. I mean, either way, we are going to make ourselves heard because what's happening in Chinatown is pressing and urgent, and there's still other developments that are coming through. I mean, some are going through rezoning, other sites are on sale, and so and I've heard rumors that certain sites were sold, and so there's a lot of development ongoing that could happen, and so it's very pressing. And so I think that, you know, the city obviously says it's going to do some consultation and things like that. I mean, we want to see actual change in this policy to look at what the impact of, you know, over 700 market unit housing in Chinatown, what that means already, and then reassess where we go from there. And the severe lack of low-income housing included in these projects is a very big concern for the residents, because a lot of them are low-income. They're like, how come there's so little units? That's ridiculous. Like, this ratio shouldn't be like that, and it's not fair. And they said there should be more low-income housing in Chinatown, and for a group elsewhere in the city too, there should be more low-income housing. But in Chinatown, the group people I'm talking to, they're very concerned about this lack of low-income housing and the development projects coming to Chinatown.
Do you want to tell us about some of the rezoning that has just happened or is in the pipeline?
Yeah, so very disappointing and very angering is on March 3rd, which is the day of a rally. The evening of it, council then passed 450 Gore Avenue, which is on Pender and Gore, right outside of Chinatown, but bordering, across the street from Chinatown in Strathcona. And so having severe implications for retail across from, and also there's a residential hotel as well. And the rents at the 450 Gore expected was supposed to be $850 for micro dwellings and above per month. And that's it right across from residential building with, you know, 1-2 bedrooms that were more for like, you know, 600-700 for like 1 or 2 bedrooms, whereas, you know, 450 Gore was more than that. And so that one's passed, and so, you know, we're definitely upset. The one upcoming that we're gearing up for, and there's more concern about this particular site, is the 105 Kiefer site, which
and
is
that's
Kiefer.
Across the Sun Yat-sen Gardens. Yeah,
exactly. And so that's why it's a very important site to a lot of people, and a lot of people are concerned about a development project, 13 stories, 137 condo units, no mention of social housing. Even if there were, just from the rezoning, it would probably be very few units. And it's also next to the cultural center museum, and I think especially it's in that memorial square that honors the veterans and also honors the railway workers. And so this is a very important site for people, but it just seems like, you know, the developments that's going to be there, and like it has very little benefit for the community, but it's a very important location to the community, and people are upset about it. And so this is coming up really soon. We're expecting that, you know, there'll be a staff report to council in the coming weeks, and then perhaps move on to a public hearing. And so our group is definitely very concerned and, you know, thinking about what we can do about this project to make sure it doesn't get passed, and that there are more low-income housing, and that this impact on Chinatown is reassessed, and to make sure that low-cost retail aren't displaced and this Chinatown remains what it is for the people, and that it's important that there's protection to those things that the residents and community members need, while, you know, connecting with some of the changes that are happening, but make sure there's protection, and not that Chinatown's just going to completely disappear like this and just become a thing of the past.
Mm-hmm. And then also within CCAP, I know that you guys have just released a report on the single occupancy hotels. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah.
And the results there are related to what's going on in Chinatown. Do you just want to make a comment on that?
It's very related. So we released a report just on Wednesday, and, you know, every year we document the single room occupancy hotels, their rents are going up because of gentrification, because of market housing. So Chinatown has a lot of hundreds of units of low-income affordable housing, but it's also having, like I mentioned, over 700 market housing. And so we're very concerned about people being displaced, the rents and go up in these places, the property tax, and then people are going to be pushed out. Like I mentioned, you know, across the street from 450 Gore, Singapore and just in Chinatown. So we're seeing more and more hotels. And so with our hotel report, we're seeing 9 hotels renting at over 700 or more. And that's in the downtown Eastside area as, you know, these changes happen. And so we're concerned about Chinatown's low-income housing facing a similar thing and the people being pushed out of the neighborhood, largely a lot of them being Chinese and out of Chinatown. I think that's just disgraceful the way if this happens, and the council really needs to do something to make sure that these people can stay in affordable housing and not be pushed out to streets or whatever, basements or other places away from their support network and these social spaces that are important to them.
So what can people do to help put a stop to this?
Listening, I think, is a great thing. I mean, just knowing more of what's going on. There's an email list. You can subscribe through our website. There's also a petition that's ongoing. But I mean, having a discussion, talk to people, be on the email list when we have different actions coming up to be involved and spread the word, talk to other people. And that, I think, is the best way. And so if you know people, link them in. And together we build the strength and support the Chinatown Concern Group and bring up these issues to City Council and make sure that Chinatown is protected.
Thank you, King Mong, so much for coming in and explaining this to us.
Thanks for having me.
So I've been speaking with King Mong Chang. He's an organizer with the Carnegie Community Action Project. And for more information and to sign the petition, you can go to their website. That's CCAP, CAP Vancouver.wordpress.com.